Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
All right, Tricky. Ricky, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right. Mick, how you doing?
I'm all right, sir. Want to go ahead and pay some bills and get it away early in the show?
Yeah, that would help me out a whole lot right at the second.
All right, well, here we go.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRC manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Hello?
Mick?
Yeah.
Oh, that was it for the sponsor?
Yes. Bad.
Mickey Thompson, okay. Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Okay, Ricky, we're ready for you.
All right, good evening, Race World. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of Race Talk Radio, brought to you by me, Tricky Ricky, and the Engineer Mix, and World Inc. Today we're gonna get into some topics, and hopefully everybody's listening, and I'll reiterate the topic a little later. But today's topic is, what races would the fans and the racers like to see happen at the upcoming event going on in Maryland and Virginia? So put that on your mind and think about it to see if you get an answer for me. And we're going to go to the phone line. I don't have any race recap because I wasn't around anywhere this weekend to see any races. But for the upcoming events, we're going to get Jay Crawford, who is affiliated with Street Freaks, who is helping out 75 and 80 to come on and talk about the Rama Chubrung race. But Tom McDog out of Texas is going to come on and talk about the event they have going on in Texas. But first, I'm going to start off with Mr. John Crane from Capital Raceway, because they had Pinhall in resurfacing the track and trying to make the track surface better. They were supposed to be opening up tomorrow, but via message on Facebook, they said they will not be opening. Tomorrow they'll be open on the 24th, so I wanted John on to explain everything that's going on firsthand. So with that being said, do you have the 410-9424 number?
No, sir. Oh, yes. Yeah. 410-9424. Your mic is open.
Can you hear me?
John Crank. Hey.
Yes, sir.
How you doing this afternoon? This evening.
I'm driving about 80 miles an hour in Dallas, Texas. I'm doing well. We're going out to get something to eat.
I hear you.
We have to give everybody the update on Capitol is that Pinhall did get on the scene on the 10th. They were supposed to come on the 4th. They were unable to make that because of equipment failures. They had about 15 breakdowns during the 5 days they were there that put us behind. They completed the grinding. It was a little more severe than we had anticipated. But it is completed. And Charlie Freeburn from Freeburn Track out of Indiana is there currently with his polishing machine and his wife. And they are polishing all of the ground area to make it absolutely perfect so it will adhere to the best rubber we put down. And that's supposed to be completed around lunchtime on Saturday. I contracted Mark Wessler. Mark used to be the track prep guy for the ADRL for many years before he decided to go back to Michigan, go home, be with his family and everything. And as you know, the Traction Twins took over, but Mark basically was the guru of the Great Drift. So he's coming in tomorrow morning. My son's picking him up, and they will start bringing Capitol back to life about lunchtime on Saturday. We plan on putting rubber down for about 36 hours. We've rented a large tractor, a brand new one, because we didn't want to wear ours out.
Hold on one second, John. Hey, Mick, what is that background noise, Mick? Is that you?
I thought it was you.
Somebody's got their window down, Ricky, in their car or something.
Somebody's back. Are there any other mics open?
Yeah, I had a
similar
dog, Mike.
It's
kind of closing now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I appreciate it. Okay, y'all. Sorry about that, John. Go ahead.
That's all right. Well, we got Mark coming in. We rented a 200-horsepower tractor that we're going to use for putting the rubber down because we didn't want to use ours in that severe application for 3 days, 8 hours a day running rubber. The track is absolutely drop-dead flat from the burnout box to concrete all the way out to the 400-foot mark. We took it down anywhere from an eighth of an inch to three-quarters of an inch, and then we went 250 feet into the asphalt, and we took it from three-eighths of an inch down to nothing. You can drive your car down there, Ricky, and everybody on the radio lives close to Capitol. You can ride down there and just drive down the track, put your car in neutral, and turn it off. You don't feel a bump, a expansion joint, or anything. It is dead, drop dead flat. So when Charlie gets done with the polishing, and Rick and Mark and Chase and Chris do their magic, we will be open Friday for badass racing. Excuse my language. I do have a couple of pro mods. I have a couple of the fastest pro mods on the East Coast that will be there Friday night, and they will be running the whole 1,320 feet.
Okay. Now, that's Friday the 24th.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So we're looking for some 390s, some 590s, and 254.
I hear you. All right. Well,
I mean, everybody, I apologize for being closed for 2 weeks, and from a business aspect, it probably was a bad decision on BJ and my behalf to do it. But we made a commitment when we took Capital that we would make Capital better for the racers. And as you can see, we're doing it. I mean, we're putting every dollar we got back into it. And it's the racers' track. Me and BJ own it. But it's the racers that can be proud of what we're doing. We're doing it for them.
Yeah, well, I can say, even through all the negative talk that some people still have, you have a lot of people that's highly excited about coming back there. I read quite a bit on Yellow Bullet, people who say they haven't been there in many years, looking forward to coming back, you know, once all the changes have been made and, you know, things of that nature. So I think y'all moving on the right track. I personally never saw anything wrong with the surface, but, you know, I ain't nobody.
Hey, you're somebody, Ricky. Just imagine the good runs that you've had there, the great 60 puts that you've had there. The 60 puts are going to continue. But when you get to that 660 and that number's a hundred or a tenth less than what you're doing right now, you're going to have a big smile on your face when that wind light comes on.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to put it to the test come September the 14th because I got a grudge race on that day with the gentleman that I just lost to down in Buzz Creek. So I'm going to see. Alongside of the 10,500 Outlaw 10-5 race that's going on that weekend.
Yep, well, that's great. Don't forget now, August 30th and the 1st, we got 20 Pro Mods. We got Jensen. We got Rogers. We got Plummer. I'm pretty sure that we got a couple really fast ones coming from North Carolina. They ain't committed yet. Now, on the 10-5 side, we got all the big hitters are already committed. Lynch is coming. Enos is coming. So there's a good chance that Garnet, I forgot his name. I'm going to be with him in about 20 minutes. So I better remember. Galen Smith from Lemar in Dallas is bringing up his new pack half Mustang that he's got. It's a nitrous car. So he's going to come up 1,700 miles to play with us on that weekend. So there's going to be a lot of good cars there, and hopefully Mother Nature works with us, and we'll be fine to get the show in.
Hey, well, it sounds good. It'd be exciting for the area to see some of those big name guys at Capital, and especially during the Outlaw 10-5 event. Now, you say you're down in Texas. What you got going on in Texas?
Well, this weekend down at Dallas Dragway and Kendall is the largest grudge race in North America, car count-wise, and Bubba Carzone has been hired to run the race, and Bubba has asked me and contracted me to come down and work with him, and Lethra is going to be doing the timing lights. We'll be at the track tomorrow at 10 o'clock. And we'll be overseeing the prep, and we'll be checking all the lighting systems out, make sure that all the sensors are correct and roll out. And, you know, when that kind of big money's on the line down there, we want the track owners wanted somebody with some good skills, so that's why they hired Bubba, and Bubba called me, and seeing that the track was closed, I thought it'd be a great opportunity for me to come down and market Capital to all these great grudge racers. The best of the best are going to be there this Saturday. We're going to start racing at 11 a.m., and we hope to have everything done by 4 a.m. in the morning, but I'm sure a bunch of them are going to want to pull out, and come back up and try their luck after they get their feelings hurt from each other. I can't make a call on who's going to do what. I know Atomic Dog's going to be there. Now I did.
Now,
see
yeah,
Peanut.
we have Atomic Dog on the line now. So, Nick, if you can you open Atomic Dog's mic? I'm sorry, Atomic Dog is the 512-6563.
Yeah, Atomic Dog, can you hear us?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing? Yeah, I hear you.
Sal.
All right, what's going on, Atomic Dog?
Hey, not much, man. Just trying to do some finishing touches up on this little project I got going for this weekend.
Okay. We got Mr. John Crane, who is the one of the track owners of Capital Raceway up here in Maryland, and he is in your area right now to help out with the big race down there this weekend. So I'd like to introduce you to John Crane. John Crane, this is Atomic Dog, and I'm sure y'all will meet face-to-face once y'all get to the racetrack.
Atomic Dog, John Crane here. I'm looking forward to meeting you on Saturday.
Hey, I appreciate it, Sandy. You and appreciate you coming up here to help Bubba out on this track deal. Like you said, we want the track to be on kill. Got some calls coming down. We want everybody to have a good time, be safe, and as long as the weather holds out, we should have a very good crowd.
It should be a good turnout. That's why the track owners got a hold of Bubba Carzone, and he and I and Jamie, we're going to be at the track at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. We're going to oversee the prep, and we're going to test all the timing systems to make sure they are 100% correct. We're going to make sure all the rollout's right. We're going to make sure that the distance between pre-stage and stage is 100% correct, because I know you guys got a lot on the line, and there's going to be a lot of good racing.
Yeah, you're right. It's going to be a lot of good racing, man. We're looking forward to it. And like I say, we appreciate y'all coming out and working with us, trying to make sure everything is right. And when people leave that track, we want to be talking about it all out on the East Coast, because we are planning to make some trips that way soon. So we appreciate the people from up that way in the north that may come down here. We will be doing some live broadcasts on the radio through this same number that Tricky Ricky got. I believe it's around 7 o'clock and probably around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Or you can just look on Facebook, and we're probably going to post it. We want to keep people informed of what's going on down here in Texas.
Well, good. I want to get on up with you Saturday. I got a Capital VIP card with your name on it, because that's why I'm here. I'm here to market Capital to the grudge racers. And I want to sit. I would appreciate it if you would introduce me to everyone that you know, and I'll introduce you to everyone that I know, because we'd like to have a show like this at Capital real soon.
Okay, I will do. All you do is just come find me. I got the black carpet. I'll be running around there, so I'll be delighted to meet you and try to help you with meeting people down this way to try to market what you'd like to do up there at Capital.
Atomic, who is Peanut going to race Saturday?
Well, Peanut was just on the line over there trying to do something with Tony Byers. He's actually in that back half. He got it in the back half shootout thing we got going. He's in that, but he was still trying to lock in Tony Byers. He said...
That's right. He was Tony Barnes, right?
Yeah. He want to lock in that Mississippi Nightmare call.
Now, who's Galen going to race? Galen's bringing his orange back half Mustang. Who's he going to line up with?
Well, Galen, you know, one thing about guys down here, he's going to move around the track and see what they like. And for us over, man, everybody's going to be trying to pick that man. It's no telling. It's no telling.
Yeah, well, that's one thing about Bubba. Bubba's going to have that mic in his hand. You believe one thing. If the pot's going to get stirred, he's going to stir it. Ain't no doubt about that.
Yeah, we glad to have Bubba. He's big for the ADRL, and he's big for Kennedale, and Bubba know a lot of the races, and we just delighted to have him come support the Atomic Dog and Show Enough Racing grudge event. It should be a real nice event, as long as the weather holds out.
Well, that one thing you can count on, when we put on the Grudge Fest at Capital, Bubba will have the mic in his hand.
That'll be a good deal.
All right. Well,
hey,
I'm looking forward to
it. Hey, John, was that Bubba that was here when Billy Glidden and Chuck Holt ran?
Yeah. Yeah, Bubba, okay. Bubba commentated the whole thing out there between Billy and Chuck.
Okay.
And he knows his stuff. I mean, he was the director of competition for the ADRL for 5 years. He ran Billy Myers Metroplex, I mean, the Texas Motorplex down here for 10 years. And now he's the fastest 8 mile in Texas is Kennedale, Texas Speedway in Kennedale, where Doug Raisler holds the world record for nitrous car. At a 372. So ain't no doubt Bubba knows how to put a track together.
All right, that's good. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I saw him. I didn't really know who that was, but okay. Well, I ain't going to hold you from your dinner if you want.
No, I got time. I'll hang on. We got like 30 more minutes before we get to where we got to be.
Okay. Atomic Dog, why don't you go ahead and fill us in on what y'all got going on as far as the race event and, if you have any other specific classes or is it just all grudge going on this weekend?
It's grudge going on. We actually got a 7-0 class. We got a 580 class. We got a 275 drag radio going on. We also got a Grudge Inc. Texas Baddest Back Half. Invited 80 people. They're going to run for the Texas Baddest Back Half. And we're going at that. Also, you got myself, Tommy Cobb, locked in with Purple Rain out of South Carolina. We have Tony Fine with the Nightmare Car. He's locked in with Cornbread, guy out of Dallas, Texas. They also got Trigger Man with the Bam Bam Car, locked in with Andy Park out of Dallas, Texas. And we got a host of a lot of other grudge races, names I don't have at this time, lining up to do some action. So it should be a great event. Just hope everything, the weather cooperates with us, and it should be a great show and something to talk about next week.
That sounds good. What time does the event start then? Again.
Well, we open the gates at 12 o'clock because a lot of people coming from afar, and down this way we're going to probably kick it off somewhere around 6 or 7 o'clock. Guys like to kind of get out there when the track start getting a little bit better. So we're going to kick it off, that late up in the afternoon. We're going to run about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. That sounds good. Well, I appreciate having you on, Atomic Dog. I don't know if you want to lay back and listen to the show. I got one more upcoming event that I need to get somebody on to get the information out about. But
okay.
I definitely appreciate you coming on and never have a problem, showing support, trying to support somebody's event.
I appreciate you coming on, Rick, and I mute my mic and I just hang around a while. Hey, for you guys that don't know about down here in Texas, I have the same number Tricky Ricky has, and I'll be on Tuesday, 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock, I guess up that way. Well, y'all might be on the same time, I'm not sure, but 7 o'clock on Tuesday, the Atomic Dog show come on. Me and Tricky Ricky sharing the same number, so I'm going to hang around you, but Mike, man, and I enjoy it. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Appreciate you coming on. Okay. Moving on to the next upcoming event this Saturday, we have the second Run What You Brung race at 75 and 80 Dragway, and this is mainly a $5,000 up for grabs outlaw 10-5 shootout, with only rules are 10-5 tires, working lights, and two functional doors. No restriction on weight, no restriction on weight, chassis, or anything like that. So I'm going to let Jay Crawford get on and give us the hypity hype version, the Run What You Brung. And Mick, that would be 301-7927.
All right. 301-7927. Your mic is open.
It's me right here, Tricky Ricky. What's going on?
What's up, Mr. Crawford? How you doing, sir?
What's up, man? How's it going?
I can't call it, man. What's up with everybody over there in the shop? How y'all guys doing?
Man, we're building some horsepower right now to crack someone's ass on Saturday.
Yeah, I saw that you went, I ain't going to say it. I saw you went a nice little number with that 9-inch tire on there.
Oh, yeah, man. It's running good now. It's running good. I'm hoping to get in one of them grudge races and take somebody's money off of them.
Right. That's why I didn't say where it ran. But, yeah, that would
hey,
be
my
real pain, nice.
Hey, my painter's standing right here. My painter wants to know if you got your car painted. He's trying to help you out, man. What's up?
No, it's not painted. I get the motor back probably by the middle of next week. Actually, I gotta pick up my intake now to take it down there to him so he can put it on the motor.
Well, make sure you hit us up because Sean said he'll give you a good deal. He'll hook you up, man.
All right, that's what's up. Well, tell us about this Run With Your Brung thing they got going on in 75 and 80 Saturday.
All right, listen up. Run With Your Brung. If you haven't been there, it's the biggest local show in the area. Run With Your Brung is going to be Outlaw Pro Street, and it's $5,000 to win. It is $1,000 runner-up, $500 for semis, $100 for quarters. Then Drag Radio is going to be $2,000 to win, $500 for runner-up, $250 for semis, $100 for quarters. Then we're moving down. We're going to have Big Tire Outlaw in the house. You know they put on a good show. That's $2,000 to win, $500 for runner-up, $250 for semis, and $100 for quarters. And we got Real Street. That's going to be $1,000 to win, $300 runner-up, $150 for semis, and $75 for quarters. And they're also running the 580. We got 580. They put on a great show. A lot of guys from all around the states come for that. It's $1,000 to win that, $500 runner-up, $150 for semis, and $75 for quarters. Now, check it out. We're having a bikini contest. If you guys never been to 75 and 80 for the bikini contest, we got the hottest girls around, man. I'm sure you've seen Helena and Hannah and all them. Man, I'll tell you what, check it out. Go to street-freaks.com. Get on the photographs or check it out on 75 and 80's website. You'll see, man, I'll tell you what, the girls are lining up. The applications for the bikini contest is probably 10 inches wide, the stack of paper we got, all the girls trying to get in the show. So it's going to be a great show.
Yes, it has been a great show. I even got scolded the year before last. Was it? No, last year when I was there in August. they took a picture of I forget the guy's name, the cameraman, brought the girl over to the car and wanted to take a picture. And, my folks went off. Man, they was not happy with that. They was not happy with that at all. But
Girls right there would get you in trouble, boy.
Hey, well, I got in trouble, and it wasn't even my fault. I was working on the car. I wasn't paying attention to what they was doing, man, but she was hot, though.
Welcome
to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time.
Hello.
Please try your call again later. Announcement.
Are you
one,
there?
Click 4-1
yeah,
9, 9
there.
Dash 7.
Also, check out the promo video.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless.
The
wireless customer
page.
You called is
on
not
street
available
street
at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement. 1,
wait a minute.
Click 4-1
hey,
9,
back.
9
dash
right,
I'm gonna call
7.
You back.
Oh, that's your phone? Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I guess it was his phone. Okay, he was trying to say the promo for the Run With You Brung race is on the front page of streetfreaks.com. That's street-freaks, F-R-E-A-K-S.com, streetfreaks.com. And you can see the promo video of the Run With You Brung race for 75 and 80 Dragway this weekend. Unfortunately, he has some phone problems. So, Mick, if you see him, if he hang up and call back, get him on as soon as possible so we can finish that up. So, again, people, the topic for today is what races would the fans and racers like to see happen at upcoming events? Until we get Jay back on the line, I'm going to go to the phone line and see if we have any callers that may have any questions for John Crane or myself or anybody on the line about what's going on. So, Mick, would you please give me the first caller?
Your mic is open.
Hello?
Hey, caller, 804-5102. Your mic is open.
804-5102, you there?
Unmute your phone.
All right, okay. Well, try it again. For those who don't know, when you call in, you press the 1 button to talk. We call the first 3 digits of your phone number and the last 4, so that's your area code and the last 4. So if you on or have your phone muted already, just unmute your phone. So that's how it works. Give us another call then, Nick.
All right. 804-7584. Your mic is open. 804-7584. Your mic is open.
Now, we wouldn't be having a problem with the board again this week, will we? Because they was telling me that sometimes you got to refresh the board or something.
I'll refresh.
Or do the 804 numbers that we got calling in, are they from South Carolina like Pro Stock Joe be talking about?
And that could be the problem.
Well, you 804 guys are calling in, please either hang up and call back. And press the 1, and we'll come back to you. That's about the best way to do it right now because we don't know what's going on while y'all lying that opening up. Who else do we have, Nick?
410-9424. Your mic is open.
That's me, okay, Ricky, John Crane.
Yeah, that's John. What's going on? I'm trying to see if we have any callers in the queue that may have any questions for you.
Ricky, I would like to take a few minutes here to, you were asking about what kind of racing the fans would like to see. Well, I'd like to let you know and the fans know that I'm working on a new racing series for the East Coast that we hope to roll out in the next couple weeks, which is going to consist of Pro Mods, Pro Factory. Pro Factory is Mountain Motor Pro Stock. Any American body style that has ever been built within 90% of factory specs. We're going to have Pro 10.5, which is back half cars, Pro Motorcycles, which is Pro Mod, and we also are looking to have that series up and running at 10 racetracks on the East Coast in 2012.
Oh, wow, okay.
So and that's personally, I'm doing that. I do have a couple gentlemen that are well-versed and have lots of experience in race series that are working with me, and they've asked me not to disclose who they are yet until we open up the series to the sponsors, but it's pretty innovative, and where the tracks become a partnership in the series, and the racers receive 50% of all the sponsorship dollars to the series. So it's a pretty attractive package, and I'm hoping that the racers will support it, and we're able to obtain major sponsorship to fund it, along with the 10 partnership tracks that will agree to it. So just we're trying to come up with solutions to help the racers to make sure it's a level playing field for them, exciting for the fans, and that the series itself offsets a good cost of the racing. With the points
right.
fund and the championship and all that stuff, it's when you see that, in fact, what I'll do, Ricky, I'll get my PR girl to send you a copy of the prospectus tomorrow, and I would like you to read it and give me your thoughts on it and get back to me personal, okay?
Okay. Well, with that being said, let me just ask you a question then. With you being in Texas and, you know, seeing what's going on down there, have you already put in place or have in mind any ideas for capital as far as the grudge scene other than, you know, trying to get the second and fourth Sunday of the month going any better than it is right now?
I plan on making capital the grudge capital of the Northeast. I want capital to be just like the tracks in the Carolinas and Alabama and all that, where they're getting 100 grudge cars to race on a Saturday or a Sunday and 2,000 fans and all the action and the music and all the pageantry that goes along with it, and an environment that's good for the racers and good for the fans. And I'm going to make capital that place in the Northeast for grudge racing. I am committed 100% to capital being the capital of grudge racing in the Northeast.
Well, so in other words, would you like to share with us what your plans are or what you have going on to make that happen?
Well, that's why I'm down here to talk with all the grudge, with the best grudge racers in the country, and talk to them about what it's going to take to get them to come north. And then I'm going to count on guys like you to get all the guys in our area to get their guns ready and get them loaded, because I'm going to convince the best to come to Capitol, and we got to get the best in our area to be prepared to lay down with them.
Well, the reason why I asked that question, because I think that's a big problem. This area has a problem even kind of getting up to run our own here, and, you know, thinking that, you know, the show will help that. It has helped some, but not a whole lot. We still got a lot of guys here with cars, and nobody's really racing. So in the past, what happens is when the southern guys come up north, then the northern guys clam up and don't want to, you know, do anything. And then it's even on top of that, some of them don't want to run certain guys in the area for whatever the reasons are. So it's the races got to make it happen here in the area first, and then they have to have the gut and determination to want to raise somebody from not in this area. Once we can establish that, I don't think it'll be a problem in the world making it, or it being what you setting out for it to be. But just to have you know, guys coming up from out of town to race, you got to get some guys here that's going to stand up to race, period. Anyway, you know, and that's just my personal opinion.
I understand that. But the first point is, I got to get the guys that want to come up there, and then I'm going to get the guys that want to race them.
Yeah.
So is it the chicken or the egg? Right now, I know where all the best grudge racers in the country are going to be in 24 hours, and that's why I'm here.
Right.
So once I get established with them and I work out my arrangements with them to come north to race, then I'm going back home and get all the racers that we know to see if we can put a show on for the year's up.
Sounds good to me. That was right. What we talked
well,
about.
I'm going
before,
to dinner, Ricky. I'll talk to you later when I get back. I get home on Sunday.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for coming on. All right. Well, John, sounds like you got a plan. Sounds like a good plan to you, Mick.
Yeah, sounds good. I think Greg, he could help out with that plan.
Yeah, I was trying to get that in there, but he was talking a little fast, and then he's trying to get off because he's trying to eat. But we'll get it together. That would be a good opportunity for a Grudge Inc. state belt race.
I agree.
Yeah. Did Jay get back on yet? 301-7927.
No, sir, but I'll try to get him on the line for you.
Okay. All right. Well, in the meanwhile, can you get us another caller?
Yes, sir. 804-4629. Your mic is open.
804-4629. What's up with the 804 number? Why? Sound like what's their phone or something?
I have no idea. 804-4629. Your mic is open.
Well, the show's not full this week, is it?
Not yet. We're almost there, though.
Oh, shit. All right, well, I don't know what's going on with the 804 numbers, but if you can't get on, I'm scared to tell you to hang up and call back because then you might not get back on. But if you're there, I guess you're just listening and don't want to talk. So we'll keep it moving.
All right. 301-6436. Your mic is open.
What's the number? What's going on, Rick?
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Hey, look, I'm trying to come up to the barbershop tomorrow to get a DVD.
Okay, I only got I got four left. So
what time you gonna be there?
I'll be here at 10 o'clock.
All right, how much they run?
They are $10.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. If you can't, you got a time? What time are you coming?
I'll be there at 10.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay.
Say that one more time.
What kind of DVD you selling, Ricky?
Yeah, I was getting ready to get to that. The DVD is the Larry T's Underground After Dark event that took place on the 4th. There's quite a bit of motorcycle action on there. Grudge runs, the homeboy shootout, the race featuring myself and J.C. Richardson, and also the ass-whooping, the terrible punishment that I took from Kenny Beecham, the Four Horsemen, Pete, John, Gene. I know y'all, that sounds real lovely to y'all, but yes, I lost. It is what it was. But in hindsight, we got that race locked back up. The run head up. Kenny gave me the break at Buzz Creek on the 4th, and I lost. So the race now is head up at Capitol in September. So Monster and LBM have provided me with DVDs from that race, and I have some, but I'm down to 4 DVDs left. So that's that. Matter of fact, while we're talking about that, I'm going to call in to get some more right now. So I see you at 10 o'clock tomorrow, and anybody else who would like a copy of the DVD, I'm located at 12128 Central Avenue, Mitchellville, Maryland, 20721. So who else do we have? Hey, Mick.
804-8238. Your mic is open.
All right. Now, y'all, these Virginia numbers is messing me up now.
Hey, Tricky, can you hear me?
Yes. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's running bad, man. Y'all called my number a few minutes ago, but I went up there.
Oh, okay. What's going on?
I don't know what's going on with those 804 numbers, man.
But we say they gone on mute.
Tricky Rick here.
Yeah. That's an 804 number here.
Yeah, that's I got an 804 number.
Yeah, I had like 4 or 5 804 numbers, and nobody said nothing. They might be scared,
Tricky.
They might be scared, Tricky. They scared. Who's that? It's Green. James. Oh, okay. What's up, James? Okay. What's up,
bro? Y'all know ain't nobody from Virginia scared. Y'all know that.
Oh, there he goes.
No, I will say that. Y'all ain't scared. Y'all real damn timid.
All right, I take that one.
Yeah, but y'all do stand up. I will give you that. Y'all do stand up. So what you got going on, Running Bear?
Well, I really ain't got nothing going on this weekend, but next Friday I gotta be in Richmond for the OSBA thing. Then Saturday I'm gonna be at Virginia Motor Park.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you a question. You had a race on the 4th here in Maryland, right?
Yeah.
And for what I think I saw in the video, you had some smoke or something come out your car going down the track at the end. Was everything okay with your car, or was that just something? Not
my car.
I thought it was.
My Camaro?
Yeah.
I better check that out because I ain't seen no smoke.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Glad you said it.
I might be wrong. I might have to look at the DVD again, but that's what I thought I saw.
Okay. Well, look, you gonna be at Virginia Most on the on next Saturday?
No, I will not. I support the event. I support Roger and his partner and the GRF, but I will not be at VNP.
Okay, I was wondering if you would, then I was going to tell you to bring one of those DVDs on with you.
Well, you can. I tell you what. I don't know if you got my number or not, but I can get you my number. You just send me your information, and we can do it that way.
Okay.
Or I can get with somebody who may be coming and get them the DVD to get it to you.
Okay, that'll be fine. Because Wicked Bird said he was coming down this way, so if any of those
okay,
guys,
well, if he's coming, I try to catch up with him and give it to him so you get it.
Yeah, either him or Big John.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. Mr. Green, come on with it. What you got going on, sir? James.
I got a race that people want to see.
What's that?
Me and Pete on foot.
Oh,
I'm challenging Pete to a foot race.
Uh-oh. Pete, you out there? He want to run on foot.
Goodness, yeah, he want to run on foot. We ain't going to race cars no more. I'm too fast going with the car. I want to run him on foot.
Oh, shit. Here you go. Well, Miss Eugenia, y'all need to be putting time out again. Y'all about to start on the show. Y'all been at this shit all day on Facebook. Now y'all gonna start on the show. All right,
yeah.
You gonna have to get the police patrol on here. You say you
yeah,
too fast going with the car.
I'm too fast going with the car, so I might as well just run him on foot. That's about his only chance he gonna beat me.
Okay. Let's see if we can find
hell, I even run John right on foot. John, but I'll run him on foot, too.
John, okay, let me see. Hey, Mick, look for a 540-7142.
John White in the bushes, man. He ain't coming out. Afraid you might ask him to run his car.
Well, you know, I can't let you talk about him without trying to get him on the defender show. Or do you see 804-0433, Mick?
Yes, sir.
804-0433.
Your mic is open.
Yeah, what's going on, Rick? Yeah, what's going on?
James said you ain't fast enough to beat him with a car, so he'll run you on foot.
I pass on every.
You gonna pass on that one?
Yeah. I'm going to take my chance on running with the car.
All right, well, we run with the car first, and then we run on foot.
No, James, I'm not racing on foot.
Oh. Damn.
Hold up. Wait. Pete, this is unusual to hear you back down now.
Hey, Rick, I stopped running when I got the driver's license, so I ain't going to start back now.
Yeah.
All right. What about John White?
I was gonna say maybe John is a step up and accept the challenge.
But
I
might give John the break because he's old.
But I do got a race I want to see.
And what would be the race you want to see?
I want to see you and JC get it on again.
It's gonna happen. It is definitely gonna happen. Okay. Hey, Mick, can you open 843-6275?
843-2754. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Ricky? How's everything going tonight?
It's going pretty good right now. It's going pretty good. They talking about racing on feet because somebody's car ain't fast enough to run another car.
Oh, my God.
Pete said he stopped running when he got his driver's license.
Hey, Rick Bone, hold on. But James made me mad. How far do you want to run?
We ain't got to run far. We want to 60 foot. And you know, we both fat. We ain't got a whole lot of air.
Well, we're going to get that on.
We ain't got a whole lot of air to waste around.
Hey, Mick, why they talking? Open up 804-7584. That's G. He wanted to get in this conversation, too.
Ooh, boy. He said, run to the 64. You know we ain't got much here.
Genius.
I don't want to go for you fat fools.
Yeah.
Watch y'all come out in any old race.
Gene, you got to give me a break.
You got it.
Gene, you got to give me a break. You got conventional heads. You got to give me a break.
You know what? If I hear one more time this week about a conventional head, I think I'm going to scream. Anybody want a free mode? I'm tired of hearing about a conventional head.
I think you might have run that one on yourself now, Gene. That's, you know.
You've been in the world about a conventional head, and Big Chief won't give me nothing.
Some people might not know that about my car.
Oh, see, I didn't think it was somebody heard but me, you, Tricky, Ricky, James, and I'll be here.
We got the world, isn't it?
Oh, we got Sean on here.
Yeah,
Sean, I run you too. Sean, I run you on foot too.
You got that.
That's what I'm talking about. Can I get
the
work?
Flip quarter, we can do whatever.
You got Big Cheese. Can I get the work?
No.
I'm like John White. I put my little motor in.
Hey, I put some Nikes on instead of some
I thought Reebok.
I got a big tie with a little motor like John White. So you got to give me the voice.
Leave John alone. John is not okay.
Where is John, man?
I don't know. Ricky, what race would you like to see? Modestly's foot race.
Well, I haven't met James, so I can't say. Shit, I don't know.
Hey, Gene.
Okay. What's up,
Gene?
Hold on. Will anybody say anything? Now, has anybody seen the foot race that Tyke Man had that's on YouTube? Sean, I'm sure you've seen it.
I've seen it.
You seen it? Who said that? Pete?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, Pete said it.
I think if Gene get in the foot race, Gene would be Tyke Man.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, you probably right, too.
Hey, Rick. Last time I seen a foot race, it was a little short man with legs about a foot and a half long at Corner Beach. Got the break and got beat up on.
Huh? Hey, I had a short man down the beach race me on foot and whipped the shit out of me. He gave me
that little short guy, what's his name? CJ?
Charles Tate ran around me like I tied to a tree.
Yeah, Charles Tate did, but then the midget, what is that, CJ?
That was the midget stripper. That was my nephew Pete.
How y'all gonna call CJ a midget? That man, that ain't no midget.
His legs ain't with a foot and half long.
He's a legend.
Nah, man, he ain't no legend. He's just short.
Hey, he's incredibly talented.
Hey,
Tricky Ricky, the short hair runs through that family. Look at short dog.
is James still on this line? Yeah.
James, the administrator for our little Facebook page, little group thing there said you need to be quiet because you're on probation.
I am on probation. And I just got out the zoo, too, remember?
James.
Yeah.
Don't get his off feet. You know, last time Don ran off feet, the man gave him the brick and laid on his stomach and caught him.
Oh, Yeah, John put
if somebody laying on their stomach, they shouldn't get caught. That's not a good look right there.
No, John and Sniper ran on feet. Sniper laid on the ground on his stomach and gave John the break. And when John took off, he jumped up and ran behind him and caught him.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's some serious right there.
And that probably was a Gap Man playing too on it.
Yeah, but that's what John is no longer allowed to raise on feet.
Hey, he said John.
I'll race for that.
Hey, we done all off the top. We on a quick race. Now, I want to talk about these cars right here.
Yeah, we drag racing and we racing on foot.
No. I done spent too much this year to race on foot right now. I ain't want to scuff up my new sneakers.
Your new Reebok.
Okay, so tell us, is there a race that you would like to see go on at any of the upcoming events? That's the topic for today. What race would the fans or the racers like to see happen at upcoming events?
I think everybody would like to see you and John. I think everybody would like to see that. And also, I think
I would love to see
you and JC again. And one more thing here. I think everybody and their daddy in the packed house would see myself, the Green Brothers, Beecham Racing, Short Dog, and Big Earl in a shootout in Colonial Beach on September the 1st.
That sounds like something to see.
That would be a crowd pleaser right there. That ought to be a good race.
Yeah. Me, Pete, and Kenny, and Big Earl, we've already confirmed.
Oh, y'all already confirmed. Damn,
yeah.
it seems like you're putting the ball in the Green Brothers court.
I know, I'm dropping it in your lap.
Oh, my God. Well, look.
Can I get in this shootout, too?
Yeah, sure, Dean. I don't care.
I got to fit in somewhere over in here.
Would y'all please
include Gene in something? Gene like the kid at the playground that the other kids won't play with.
I got something sweet for Gene. I got something sweet for Gene.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm telling you, that all steel body aluminum.
I'm tired of always being the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Oh, my God, Gene, please, you're fast. God, you're fast.
I'm telling you.
Hey, James, I'm always mad about Sean Collier on National Half, and y'all said I can't beat nobody. So anytime I'm going to get in it, if y'all don't get in it, that means that's not a good look.
I know.
Hey, Sean. Ron's on vacation right now, and we got that race next weekend with Flea and the other boys at Richmond. After we get through with that, if we don't hurt anything, we should be there on the 1st.
And then look, and tell your brothers that I'm friendly, and I'm real friendly to everybody, and I just talk a little junk race talk, but nothing personal. But I want all this, because all this stuff, I trickle back down to Dalton, South Carolina, on the 29th of September, and we're going to finish fighting before we put these toys up for the winter.
Yeah, we can get it over before we finish the toys, but first of all, we racing on foot, okay? That's going to be first
day. I don't know if you want either one of these troubles, Ray. I don't know if you want my car or my car.
I want to battle the foot first. Then we'll worry about the car later.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. I think it'll be a good race. I think we can beat you.
Let me ask a quick question. This is kind of off subject. Hey, Sean, did you get the pit that I sent you earlier?
I ain't even checked. You know I have my phone loaded everywhere.
Okay. Well, check to see. I'm gonna forward it back to you again, but
okay.
Well, y'all can go ahead. I just wanted to ask that question real quick.
That ought to be fun on the 1st.
James, are you scared?
I'm gonna run Pete, and Pete get the break.
Can I get the break, James?
No, I can't give you the break. I'm going to give Pete the break. Me and you can run heads up.
Damn. How far are we running?
Man, we run on foot, we probably run to 60-foot clock because I ain't got a whole lot of air. I told you that. I ain't got a whole lot of air, but I can run you to 60-foot.
Hey, Tricky Ricky.
Yes, sir.
What is the itinerary? I missed that. What was the itinerary for Capital on the 14th? It sounded pretty good from what I could tell. They had a lineup of grudge cars and some shootouts. Am I correct on that?
No, on the 14th, they have, they're taking 25 door cars and 25 dragsters to do a shootout between those cars. Then you have the Outlaw, they have a $10,500 to win Outlaw 10-5 race. They have it qualifying that night, and the race is going to be Saturday. Which is why I told you guys to come up on the 14th, because the track surface should be on keel.
Now, was that delayed, or was he talking about the delay this week?
Oh, yeah, the delay is this week. They were supposed to open tomorrow,
okay.
But they had some problems. Pinhall had some equipment failures during the week, so it pushed them back another week, so they'll be open next Friday.
It's been a year or so since I've been up there. I'm kind of looking forward to coming up there and seeing the tracks. Like, I know Kenny's looking forward to coming up there and getting a little racing underway. Like you said, the season's winding down pretty quick.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Chicago's going to be up there. We're going to win the 10-5 class, Rick. What do you think, Rick?
Hey, Rick, you say that one more time. Say that one more time. I hear you.
I said we're bringing out the Shark Dog come out, the black and yellow one. We're going to come on the 10-5 race with that.
You're going to bring Short Dogs, black and yellow Camaro to run 10-5?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You talking about Saturday at the run with you, bro?
No, at the Capital one when they do the Outlaw 10-5 one.
You can't run that.
That's not a 10-5 car. That's a chassis car.
Hold on. I thought that was an Outlaw 10-5 run with you, bro.
No, ain't say that. Now you mixing two races together. Ain't say nothing about no rum, but you brung. It's an Outlaw 10-5 race.
Yeah. What was the rules on that?
In a calf car. Back calf car, just like when they run a Cecil. Same rules as Cecil Kennedy.
Okay, so it's back half car?
Yeah, back half car. Same rules as Cecil County.
What's all right.
Now, if you say you want to run in the class, I don't know what you plan on bringing come next year, so that you say you want to run in the Warriors 10-5 thing. But that's what you need to be worrying about, because it ain't no classes in the class.
Well, I talked to the guy. I always talked to the guy. He's going to look at the little box two car, and he said that's
nothing
wrong with that. So if that
fails,
I'll
be on your
ass.
You ain't got to tell me. I already know. You see what I'm saying? Everything got to come through me. So I already know. But what I'm trying to tell
you
is,
this, if I get in that class, you won't be the man no more. I promise you that.
I beg the difference.
Here we go.
Well, help me. Well, let me in. I'll show you. There ain't no problem no more.
Shit! All you gotta do is get the car up here early enough, Pete. You can get in. You can get in one or two of the last two races, and I will show you.
I already know I'm planning on doing it. I already talked to him. I'm planning on doing it. That's the plan.
Well, how long is it going to take you to get up here with the car for him to see it?
He told me to bring it on the 14th so he can see it, and then after that,
That's too long. I mean, you should have had that done, arranged that, like this week or next week.
I can only go by what the man said me on the phone, so, I mean, we do make him do something or whatever.
What you should have done if it was something that you wanted to do was hurry up, make an arrangement for him to see the car. Then you would know whether you could get in. Then you could get on here and talk to Smack, and then come to the race and then get Smack. You see what I'm saying?
We ain't got to do that. Raise me, you can run here up, man. We ain't got to go in the shootout now.
It's some political stuff behind you and me running. If you want to come run the OPS, I will show you that this ain't no class to fool around in.
Hey, hey Rick.
Pete.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick. I got a message that Lewis can't bail you out tonight.
Hey, Rick.
I got a message that Lewis can't bail you out.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Locked up.
But, hey, I look forward to you coming to the class if you come. I got another guy in the class.
I'm
going
to do everything in my power to get there.
I got another guy in the class with a Nova. Come all the way from New York. He think it's so sweet. You know what I'm saying? He did win a race, and he won the belt, but he lost it. But he think it's so sweet. He sent me a text message asking me. Yeah, really. He sent me a text message asking me, or basically not asking me, telling me. He said if I stopped winning at the races, maybe they would give me more points. Meaning, every race that I've been in, I either won or I was running up at. So you got to be a bad man to beat me at OPS. You hear what I'm saying?
I'm listening, but I don't agree with you, but I still listen.
I sound like you on the two-step with that.
I just don't know what I'm talking about. I'll show you.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Kevin, what about Pete and Ron Wade's new Camaro?
Now, I'm going to go on a two-step. I can't talk on that one yet. I don't know what they got going on. And I did see Chris the other day, and he said the car needed some work, suspension part. So I don't know. He did say he was looking to have this car back out, but is he going to be ready to race? I don't know. He didn't say that to me.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure once they get it where they want it to be, it's a nice ass car. I mean, once they get it where they want it to be, I'm sure they're going to be ready to jump on somebody. Yeah. All right, well, look here, guys. We got some more people in the queue, so let us take some more callers and keep the show rolling. Nick, can we get another caller?
2-4-5-5-7. Your mic is open.
Hey, Rick, this is Raj, man. I'm just calling, giving a shout-out, man, reminding everybody if they're not doing nothing, August 25th, come on down, BMP, support the show we're having down there, George Race. We're having the back half shootout, a few other events. Anybody out there not doing nothing, come on down, support it. Check us out, see what's going on.
What other events you have going on, and how are you doing this evening, Roger?
We having a... I think it's a couple of index class races. I think they're having a 5-0 or 490 race going on also. Hold on one second.
Hold on.
We're having a swimsuit contest also. We're having the back half shootout, then we're having an all-day grudge also.
Okay. Do you have any confirmation of any of the Southern guys coming up to do this race?
Actually, I don't have any confirmed of the Southern guys.
Okay.
You know, I think this whole belt situation got them sour or whatever, so they'll be all right.
Well, I'm that was about to be my next question, and I'm gonna direct this to you and James because he may be the only other party that know. Has Waverly talked to Jay Barnes and got the situation either worked out, resolved, or have an understanding of what's going on?
Yeah, well, not only has he had words with him, I've talked to Jay Barnes and so has AJ. And, you know,
AJ,
they,
that's his name. I forgot his name.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, like I said, we're going on with the show because on our end, we didn't do anything wrong before. J.C. Richardson ran Waverly Green for the belt. I actually talked it over with Jay Barnes, and I got the okay that was a, you know, okay race, and he confirmed. So we haven't done anything wrong on our end. So, like I said, the stand 25th, the show is going on, and then I heard that after the race, there's something about him and Lil Mo possibly getting together, which I don't even know where that comes from because I think the last time I checked, the Green brothers accepted Lil Mo's challenge, the call out, and they told him the place they wanted to run is BMP on the 25th. But Mo said he can't make it. So, you know, where I'm from, when you can't make it, that means, hey, we done talking. I mean, you challenged the man gave you a date and time, you can't make it, that's on you. You know, the world and grudge racing don't revolve around Lil Mo. So if he can't make it, that's on him. Better luck next time. We'll let you know when we get back with you.
Okay. Hey, I got a question for y'all guys. Did anybody hear Pro Stock Joe say after that race that him and Jay Bonds went over some new rules with that back half belt?
Yeah, they come up with new rules every day. Like, call them every day, they'll change the rules up.
I mean, how can you come up with some new rules after the race?
What race is that they came up with new rules?
With that back half belt that JT had.
No, you said after the race they came up with some new rules. After which race?
After the Waverly Green and JT race. Monday they came out with new rules for that belt.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that one.
No. But see, after the belt, after the first time a person gets the bag on belt, you can't make up the rules as you go. You just got to have a set of rules you're going to go by.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
I'm going to pick at James here for a minute because I'm going to protest because I called your ass out. I called your brother out, and I didn't get a phone call back.
You come on the 25th and get it? Come on the 25th, you can get it.
You got a back half car on the 25th,
you can come on to the MP and get it too.
You see my car.
Stop being a jackass. Come on, get it if you want it.
Ain't a whole lot
you
of that. On the 25th.
Let me ask this question to Roger because I just want to make sure I'm in understanding of how this is going to go. How is the back? Roger, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. How does the back half shootout go? Because I was told that Waverly didn't have to run in the shootout.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the way I did. I mean, he's the defending champ, so the way we're going to do that is he's not going to actually run in the shootout. We're going to have an elimination style last man standing type deal, and the winner, you know, in that, the last man standing will go up against Waverly Green for the belt. I mean, I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already the champ, so that's the way we're going to do it. He's going to sit off to the side, and he's going to battle for whoever's the number one guy out of this bunch, and that's who will be going up against the champ.
So does he get the test or make passes throughout the night, or does he have to just wait to whoever win?
I would say, yeah, he would have to get him a pass. And it's not fair, he just did that and don't get a shakedown. So, of course, yeah, he would get a shakedown, but he doesn't have to participate in the shakedown. Because he's a champ, so he's going to set off to the side, and the last man, I'll, you know, have him in the car show up, and that's what he's going to get them for the belt and the money.
Okay.
Roger, I like that. Some of these other folks need to see that go down. That's pretty smooth, that. I like that.
He's already the champ. It would be bad if you put him in the mix, and he breaks his car on the first pass and really didn't even get a chance to defend it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
We want him to defend it against the baddest man on the parking lot in that class. So we just let him set off to the side. And when he want to make a shakedown, he make a shakedown. And if he's satisfied with it, he don't have to run no more until this whole shakedown, this whole thing is over, the shootout is over.
Okay, so let me throw this out there. This is worst-case scenario. He's sitting out waiting for the shootout to be over, but on a test pass, he breaks and can't fix his car. Then what happens?
You know what, Tricky? I never gave it any thought, but now you brought it up. I guess I need you.
Well, we got 30 days is the 4th of September, right? We can run somebody at Coney Beach on the 1st.
Who is that?
Yep.
That was James. So you saying, in worst-case scenario, if that happens?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got 30 days,
to defend the belt. Well, I mean, well, yeah, you got 30 days, but if you're saying y'all going to defend the belt at the shootout and then you make a pass and break something and can't fix, then you're in a dilemma.
I would check on something, probably being that he didn't. I don't know. Maybe the right thing to do would be he keeps the belt, but the winner of the shootout gets the money. If he breaks his car, you know, I understand that. And he didn't really get a chance. Say he's on a pass by himself, and he breaks his car. Well, me personally, I feel he needs to keep the belt, but I'm still going to do my shootout, and the winner of that is going to get this money. Whatever this pot is, they're getting it.
Or if we break on a shakedown, the winner, if he's from Virginia, we just want him at the beach on the first the following week.
Hey, really?
But they would have to be in agreement with that.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, if there's an agreement with it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, if not, if there's any discrepancy with that, I think what I'll do is, like I said, he keeps his belt, but we continue with the shootout, and the last man in that gets the pot. Because he didn't get a chance to actually, you know, go up against the champ for the belt, so you can't strip it from him just because he broke something.
Wait,
that's
grand,
though. But I'm glad you brought that up to me, Rick, because I never gave that any thought. I never looked at it like that. But, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Well,
that's
yeah, it's just, you know, trying to work out all possible scenarios
yeah.
on the situation.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because I never thought on it like that. But that's what I'm going to do. If anything happens to the champ car, anything like that, I still got to pay out. So I'm going to pay that pot to whoever wins the shootout.
All right, I've been informed we got Mr. Barnes on the line. Jay, you there?
Oh, right. Yeah, I am. I'm outside. And you might hear a little background noise, but how you doing, Tricky Ricky?
I'm good. How about yourself?
All right. What you got going on tonight?
Not a whole lot. We discussing this stuff about the belt and everything. So I asked for you to be on because I don't know if anybody has heard your side of how you wanted to run the deal. So basically, I wanted you to share with the guys up here your scenario as into fixing or clearing up the situation about the belt.
And bring me up the speed, which belt and what are we talking? Just bring me up the speed a little bit. And let me know what the people have said, because I hadn't heard it, so I can
Well, nobody's really said anything, but this is concerning the back half belt that J.C. Richardson lost to Waverly Green.
Oh,
okay. The biggest concern, and this was something that y'all was still trying to figure out on how to work, was Little Mo challenged Waverly for the belt, but then he can't make it here on the 25th where he's going to put up the belt. He's going to defend the belt on the 25th. But since Little Mo challenged him and can't make it, you know, Little Mo misses out. Whoever that is with the background noise, just mute your phone for us because you can't hear the show. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. A lot of them ain't got their head on like that.
Hey, whoever that is with your your line open, mute your phone, please.
Check. I tell you again, I'm outside at a family gathering, so it's kind of. I don't think nobody can hear me, but I'm kind of out of the way a little bit. But I can't get no quieter than where I am right now, just in case it's me.
No, that sounded like somebody was in the hallway or building or something. All
right.
So with that being said, just What do you have going on, or what light can you shed on this situation?
Well, let me bring it up to speed a little bit. What has happened because the grudge ink belts have gotten out there, and people have raced. They tend to have raced, and they find out the information what's required to maintain and be with the belt after they win it, and so to go back and defend. Look, when J.C. Richardson got the belt and we supported him as the champion, since that day, I explained him the rules and he understood. Or he said he understood. Now, when time moved on, no more. J.C. Richardson never called me no more. I was getting calls from racing organizations, the GRF. several people call me and asking questions, trying to get an understanding. Then I called J.C. Richardson. I said, if you have a question, because I don't know at the time, I didn't know anybody, but call me and tell me exactly what's going on, and I can give you the best answer I can at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, each time I would get calls, never from J.C., always from someone from the GRF. And when the race, I answered questions from people that was with the GRF, and then and was trying to contact J.C. Richardson from time to time with no, you know, not really, you know, never getting him. But but they raced and the belt was lost, I guess, according to what they did. But now, the issue that I have with answering this, and this is one of the problems that we've been having lately, is so much miscommunications out there. I'm timid to discuss what the real negotiations are. There have been some things set in place to correct it, but it's 90% of the stuff that everybody hears is wrong. It's some person's opinion based on 10% of the knowledge. So I think there have been a resolution, and this is, again, this is the problem now at this point, according to the GRF. Waverly is the back half champ. Well, I've asked for his phone number. I've been trying to contact him. If he's if he's carrying the belt, I don't really understand why he's so inaccessible. Second to that, the reason, you know, that we're trying to get in touch with him so that we can clear up whatever the problems are. But when you got one person that you need to clear it up with and you got other people calling, how do you resolve that? Because each time somebody calls you, and even though each person thinks they have the best interest of that person, but they're giving you different scenarios and different thoughts and different plans. And so how do I supposed to address all these different people calling? It ain't but two. I'm saying all, but it's been two people, two different people. But I'm still trying to address and get, you know, and how do I supposed to discern if either one actually represent the person's, the person who hold the belt, what their thoughts are. So I've been trying to get it resolved. I have yet to talk to Waverly. I have had a tentative deal that corrects all the problems, but I can't say it can go anywhere because Waverly I never spoke to it. And so, you know, what need to happen, and I let me say this again, about the Grudge Inc. belts of a Grudge Racers. We don't care what your affiliation is. You can be an NGRA or GRF or whoever, that's fine. But what we're trying to do is hold the rules of the belt according to the rules of the belt and not anything that fits a particular organization other than the belts themselves. So, but until we are able to talk to someone and communicate with someone, now let me give you the bad side of this thing.
All right, well, these are the things. Before you say the bad side, now,
okay.
From what was discussed with me on the phone, and this was the message that I relayed in trying to reach Waverly, you said that Waverly would retain the belt. Now, he's still the back half champ, but he has 30 days to defend the belt now that Little Mo has formally called him out. According to all the guidelines and the proper way you're supposed to challenge somebody for the belt, and that if he did not answer to the challenge, then he will forfeit the belt within that 30 days. Now that's what I was told when we was on the phone, but you just said the GRF saying that he's still in the back half champ. So I just want to get, you know, clear that up.
Okay. So
Now, but see, the problem is not from where you started. The problem started back when JC had the belt.
Right.
See, JC was locked in, and JC.
Hello?
Oh, did we lose him? Did he drop off me?
Yeah. Show you still there.
Jay, if you're there, we can't hear you.
When I first got him on the line, he said his battery was about to go dead.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
we're supposed to get another phone.
Okay, that'll work. We're trying to again, clear up and get a resolve to the situation with belt deal.
Hey, Ricky.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got a question about that. But he says, Lil Mo, I just want to understand how this works. He says Lil Mo formally called out Waverly Green to run. My question is, what do you do when Waverly Green accepts the challenge? Because from what I'm understanding, the champion states where and when you do this race. The champion says, okay, I accept your challenge. August 25th, I want to run you in Virginia. And then you say, oh, I can't make it. How is that still a call?
That's what I was trying to get to.
Yeah, because he declined. I mean, I know down in Georgia,
he declined, but what he said was he could do it any time but that date. So
okay, well, you declined on the day that the champ want
to
run.
Wait a minute, but that's what I was trying to say to you yesterday. That's where the problem came in, because he's saying he can't make it on that day. That's when Waverly set his day to say he wanted to defend it, but he can't make it. So what happens? That was the whole problem. They was trying to, you know, figure that situation out. So by that point, I was already off the phone at that point. So if something else had come about or resolved to that situation had come to, I don't know about it.
I feel you on that, and you made it clear. But the reason why you can't sit around, and like I said before, Lil Mo might run things down there, or racing might revolve around him down there, but you can't put stuff on hold like that. Okay, he said he can't make it on the 25th. Big Sexy might say, well, you know what? I can make it on the 25th. I'm a child of Waverly Green. Well, then there you go. So Lil Mo then lost his slot. Now Big Sexy's up for the belt. Just using that as an example.
That's very true.
Yeah, so that's why you can't put it on hold. If you can't make it the day that the champion says he's running, then you missed out on your chance. The game can't stop, so you can't make it.
Okay, well, Jay is back on the line, so now you can formally ask him that question, since I don't have an answer.
Mr. Barnes.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question about this belt. So Lil Mo has challenged Waverly Green to run for this belt. That's cool. If Waverly Green accepts this challenge and gave him a date and a place that he wanted to run, because he accepted the challenge, and then Lil Mo turns around and says, well, I can't make it. Well, he declined. You know, you can't just keep stopping the game because Lil Mo said he can't make it, and he works us in where he can get around to it.
Right.
But if he can't make it on the 25th and somebody else comes up and wants the challenge, then the champion can accept that challenge. Lil Mo is not still first on the list. He's last on the list now because he declined the date that the champion gave
him. All right. Now, the scenario you gave is true. But there's one problem that you're not taking into consideration. Everything you just said is true. If somebody challenged the champ and he can get him a date and location within the 30 days, and regardless if they can make it or not, you're right. But the champ have did his obligation, he can move on. But the only problem with this particular issue is that before Waverly got the belt, J.C. Richardson defaulted.
How he defaulted?
When J.C. Richardson won the belt, he was locked in, so he was off. In other words, money was put in the man of the DP man's hand to lock him in according to the rules.
But did J.C. talk to anybody?
That's the thing about a champ. Now, let me make sure that everybody understands. In grudge racing, you can jump and duck anybody you want. Once you become the champ, you can't duck. Now, once JC became the champ, Lil Mo put which we require at least a minimum of a DP of $500 just to initiate the 30-day count. And Lil Mo did that. And we went for a week trying to get in touch with JC Richardson to answer that. But the reason, and I'm telling you this now, the reason JC, I'm speculating why he didn't, but this is what happened. JC had a race that he wanted to take the belt to that was past the 30 days. That was around about 37 days. So in order, if he would have answered Lil Mo, he would have to give him a date and track within the 30 days, which would not have been at the race that he lost it at. So basically what he did, he didn't respond.
Hey, Mr. Bob, so, I got
let me finish the scenario. So he did not respond, and nobody said nothing, but it was done on all the radio shows. I attempted to call him myself and other people, and he never responded. So the race came, the date, the 30 days passed, and at the time that 30 days passed, the belt was defaulted. He did not have it no more because he failed as the champ to answer a call out. So then he went to the next race and ran Waverly. And Waverly won, and he gave the belt. But he had already defaulted the belt by not answering the call. So now if we pick it up at that point and say, okay, now that Waverly got it, you know, and he's trying to get a little more at the same time, well, how is that fair to Lil Mo, who have already tried to lock in JC with no answer? And now he's reaching out to go to Waverly. So, but now go ahead with your question.
Well, all that, like you said, is good, too. All of that is right, but there's only one part of that puzzle that ain't in there either. Before the Waverly Green and JC Richardson race was posted, I called you and told you about it. You gave me the green light. Told me to go ahead and announce and put it on the board that they were racing each other. So, and it was not past the date, because if it was, you'd have said something to me about it being past the date then. But you asked me when the date was, and I told you the date of the race on a Friday night. I called you before I even put it out there that they were racing, and you said green light, put it out there, make sure I announce it on the board. So it was no default in time when Waverly Green and J.C. Richardson race was put out there, because I called you before I even put it on the board.
Right. Now, would you said the truth again. And this is the issue that I had. What you just said was true, and I told you wrong. And this is why I've been trying to get it worked out. Now, let me tell you what the real truth was. And this is why I asked that I need to actually talk to the person with the belt so that I can get some information. Now, based on the information that I had at the time, I did give you the green light. And now that's why now, when all the information actually came together, nobody's really trying to say anything about Waverly. But what we're saying is, because there was an error made on two things, because the information that the day that me and you were talking, the information I had was wrong. And I made a decision based off wrong information. But we can't penalize, we're not trying to penalize Waverly for that. But we don't want to penalize Mo either. So what we asked is, what we've been trying to accomplish is, being that there was some miscommunication and some things done wrong, the only time to correct it is for now Waverly to run, a little more. Not because of no more than all the mistakes that have been made to get everything corrected.
But when Lil Mo can work him in his schedule, though, basically, it's not a priority for him to be able to make it on the 25th, so on the 25th. So it's just whenever Lil Mo can work him in his schedule.
Well, it has nothing to do with Lil Mo working in his schedule. But now, I'm going to use the same thing that you're saying. Is it the only reason that you want the 25th because it fits Waverly's schedule?
See, I mean, yeah.
You saying, well, then how do Waverly's schedule outweigh Lil Mo's schedule?
Because Waverly the champ.
No, actually Waverly is not. Actually, Waverly is a disputed champ that we're trying to work it out and get it resolved.
He's disputed. How you figure he disputed? In my eyes, he the champ. I ain't make no mistake. Yeah. I went off of what you told me to do, and that's what I did. So it ain't disputed. It ain't disputed to me. It might be to you, but it ain't to me.
Well, in this scenario, when I'm disputed, the belt is disputed. Now, I ask time and time again, if anybody out there don't want to live by the rules of the belt, that the one that I put up and try to keep it clean, turn it in, get your own. But if you do want to, work with me to try to make it right. I'm not saying that I won't make mistakes, and I'm not saying that everything that you and others presented was accurate when it was being explained to me. And I was, at the time I made a decision, and I was wrong. But I still, just because I was wrong don't make Waverly right, and it don't make Mo wrong. So what we're trying to do is work together and resolve it. Now, it goes back, it has nothing to do, technically it has nothing to do with Waverly. The error was made when I did, and this is another thing. You know, when I asked for J.C. Richardson to call me, but I had you calling me, and so that I could get a better understanding of what was going on. So what I really should not have done is not answer any questions and had you to tell, would you please have J.C. Richardson so that we can get down and make sure that our decision is right. But because I made that error, now it moved on. But we still have a contender.
The problem was it shouldn't have been the belt, shouldn't have been the belt awarded in Darlington in the first place.
Who was awarded
to? Didn't get finished. That's not even a question
to me. That JC is the champ. When that race ended, he was awarded. That's that. It's no more discussion. JC was the champ. So that moves on.
That's what I'm trying to say though, Jay. In that aspect, because the race don't get finished, you can't award somebody a belt. You know what I mean? You can split the money, but you can't split the belt. We just went through the same thing with the Grudge Inc. belt at Capital Raceway due to a curfew issue. You know, we got to a curfew. We couldn't finish the final round. I was going to win, but I couldn't take the belt because we couldn't run. And we had to split the money, but Larry kept the belt. You see what I'm saying?
Right. And
so
now, let me tell you why you're saying that, Arlong. I appreciate what Larry did. Larry was the official there, and he made a decision. And I support the decision he made. In Darlington, Pro Stock Joe was the official. He made a decision, and I'm going to support the decision.
Well, Jay,
see, you can't go back. If you're forever going back, we won't never get nowhere. At some point, you have to move forward. And so what has happened at this point...
No, we're moving forward. To me, the way things go, you know what I mean? If something don't get finished, you can't award somebody something if it doesn't get finished. But we're talking about two different things.
Okay, so, but I would like for
okay,
you, sir.
That's cool.
I would like to, let's argue one thing or the other. Are we going to argue that JC was never the champ, which makes Waverly not the champ, or we're going to argue whether or not Waverly's champ and should run a little more? Let's get one straight.
I think these rules need to be put in writing. Then there won't be none of this discrepancy because everybody can read. If it's in black and white, then everybody know. It needs to be in detail, every rule, stipulation, everything. Then you don't have to get five different sets of rules or make rules as you go. So if they're in writing, then you don't have to worry about it because everybody on this phone can read.
I agree with you. And that is being done. Actually, has been done, just being revised, and we got the posted on site. I mean, the rules are written, but they've never been posted. Now, but let me tell you what I've learned. It's so many crazy scenarios come up that you can't write a rule for every scenario. At some point, somebody got to make a decision. And so, you know, even when we write the rules, you know, things happen. But the good thing is, I think that we can work, I know we can work these things out, but we need to, at least in far as I'm concerned, I need to actually be talking to the people that's involved directly, meaning the person that holds the belt. In this case, Mo and Waverly. I'm still waiting on Waverly to have a conversation with him to see how we can resolve. And what people that I'm people that talking to me are promoters who are doing events, and I have to kind of be standoffish now because of that fact. I just need.
All right, Jay, hold that thought for 1 second. Hey, James, are you still there?
What's his number, Ricky? I had to mute a bunch of the callers.
Shit, I don't know what James' number is. Hold on 1 second.
804-8238.
Hey, mic is open. Hey, James.
Yeah.
I'm here. I just wanted to know if you can hear all of what's going on, and now you can understand why I was saying it was important for Waverly to speak directly to Jay.
Well,
so I don't know if he's...
The problem is GRF told us that it was going to go through him, not to talk with anybody. They were going to handle it. But I need to know what we need to do. Are we going to run a little more or not?
Well, that's why I'm trying to tell you now that I hope that you was listening. And you can relay the message to Waverly that he personally still needs to talk to Jay Bond, because the problem going to continue on until he speaks to Jay. So
what
Jay,
what does Jay want us to do? Jay, tell me what you want us to do.
This is Waverly's brother.
Okay,
James.
Right. I would like whoever is the owner or the speaker of the car to call me so that we can discuss a resolution to the problem. And once we do that, we'll bring in a little more if we need to. And once we do that, then we'll come back on a public forum and tell them what we have agreed to, and that's what it'll be.
Well, guess what? I mean, yeah, we can agree to it. But we're not traveling to a neutral site. We're not going to Darlington. We're not going to Fayetteville. We're not going to House of Hook. If he wants to run, he's going to have to come to BNP. He decides that he wants to come up here. He'll come up here and run us for that belt. We're not coming down there. So you can cancel that. You talk to T Blue in your face if you think we're coming down there to run that belt. Y'all coming to the north to get it. The boys went to the south and picked it up. Y'all going to have to come to the north to get it. I mean, that's enough said on that.
Mr. Barnes.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I got one last question. I want to know, and this is a question I had from day one, how is it that Lil Mo is the top contender when Michael Martin was in the finals? Lil Mo got beat. So how is he first up anyway when Michael Martin was the last one standing with Joe Richardson?
Okay.
Why wouldn't it be Michael Martin getting
the
shot at the belt?
When the race, at the end of the Piedmont race, J.C. Richardson was awarded. Anytime a belt is given out, and again, these rules are written, they just not published. See, I've been trying to be polite, but, all you got to do is mail that damn belt back to me.
We ain't mailing shit. Y'all want to come here and get it. Ain't a whole lot to that.
I mean, no.
Come on over and get it.
Hold on, James. What I'm really trying to do for you, because the belt that you have, is something that we promote and push. And I would love to be fair, but I'm not going to sit on here and talk bullshit. Now, if you want to play by the rules, you're going to play.
I
didn't
ask no bullshit. I just asked a question. I just want to ask.
I asked Lil Mo first off when
Michael Martin was in the finals.
Okay, I asked the question.
Too many things going on at one time. You can't address everything all at the same time. So Jay's trying to address James, but James, you got to understand that Jay put the belt out there. That's Jay's belt. So that's Grudge Inc. So you got to listen and at least listen to what he's saying. You ain't got to honor it. You ain't got to go by it, but you at least got to listen to what he's saying, because he provided the belt.
The problem is they wasn't expecting JC to win the belt. They was expecting him to be a duck. He went down there, beat the boys
on
there.
Let me address that. Hold on. Let me address that part first. I am the one that was so proud that JT got it. And let me tell you this. Back half action was dead. until J.C. Richardson got the belt. That was the best decision that's ever been made for J.C. Richardson to have that belt, because at that point, everybody lit up and won because they felt like they can whoop J.C. Everybody across the country wanted to get a piece of his ass. So the fact I wanted J.C. Richardson, I didn't know J.C. Richardson prior to that, but I think that was the best decision for grudge racing, period, that he got. It does me no advantage for somebody to get a belt and nobody want to race him.
Well, y'all so hardcore to get us back there in Georgia.
Come on, get it. I don't give a fuck. Where you go, man? You keep talking about getting to Georgia. Go to New York. Go to Canada. I don't care. My point is, it's time to negotiate a race in Canada. If that'll make you feel better, let's negotiate a race in Canada.
That's
some issue that I do not have. I do not have an issue with North and South.
Okay,
I've been with Judge Rick across the country.
Jay, hold up. James, do you remember me telling you on the phone that morning we spoke that Waverly makes the decision on when and where they race for the belt at? Because that's what was told
that
to me, right?
Yeah, and they did that.
Okay, so Jay isn't saying he got a problem wherever he wants to defend the belt at. All he's trying to tell y'all is they need to talk so they can get that shit worked out.
What, a date? You want to get a date worked out?
Well, obviously your date now, because, you know, the place is going to be in VMP. So the place ain't the question. The date's the question.
Okay, so what about this? What about the GRF race on the 25th? That don't mean nothing?
If James, if the man can't make it, he can't make it.
Huh?
On to the next challenge.
So what are we
if
supposed to do?
If the man can't make it, VMP have a curfew, guys. And that's where the problem comes in. It'll take us a while to get from down south to VMP to run for the belt. I don't give a fuck about the belt. I mean, I got some damn belt. But, I mean, I'm just being neutral here. So, James, because you said pretty much that you're not going to travel anywhere, you know, but we need someone that's neutral, that's fair for everybody, that wants the belt.
Hey, well, look, I just want to answer my question. Mr. Barnes, you still online?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, explain to me how Lil Mo is more of a contender than Michael Martin and Michael Martin.
Right.
I ain't hostile. I'm laid back.
Okay.
And I want you to do the same. I just want to know.
Let me answer that question. Now, so when the race was over, according to the rules.
Hold on. Hey, Roger, mute your phone. You got a lot of background noise on your line. Who? Mute your phone, Roger. All right, yeah, go ahead. Okay, there we go. Go ahead, Jess.
Maybe that ain't you.
That ain't my phone,
that is with the background. Okay.
That's not my phone.
Whoever that is, okay, I heard you. Whoever that is with the background noise, can you mute your phone, please?
And what were you saying, Mr. Barnes?
All right. What I was saying was, and let me tell you this part. I appreciate that you called me Mr. Barnes, but you're more than welcome to call me Jay. I'm not that type of person, so I do appreciate you saying that. And you can if you want to, but my name is Jay, and that's what most people call me. But moving on, once JC had the bill, the people that participated in the shootout, and the reason – The people that participated in the shootout are the first contenders, according to how they went out. And the reason that is done is to ensure that, to encourage people, one, to get in the shootouts when we need them, and then if once a belt is awarded through a shootout, according to how you lost, you become the number one contender, number two contender, and because you did that in the shootout, you have 30 days, you have the right of 30 days to lock the new champ in. Because you participated in the shootout, you might have had car trouble, and that gives you that second chance to correct the title. Now, out of that group, it was, I know of two people that tried to lock J.C. Richardson in. And one was Lil Mo, and he posted it, recalled, and Dog acknowledged the receipt of the money everybody had. We was waiting on J.C. Richardson. Also, Tony Bynes posted and gave his money, his minimum bid of $500, his lock-in, to Pro Stock Joe. Also, no response from J.C. Richardson. So when time moved on, and all this can be documented, you know, I mean, it's documented in the sense where if you go back on Grudge Racer, you can see those call-outs and the dates. And we verified the money on the radio shows. Now, so what happened when that basically made J.C. Richardson, after the 30-day lock-in, made his belt go defunct because he did not acknowledge neither one of those call-outs. So now that the belt went on, and in this particular case, Lil Mo and everybody else was thinking that Waverly done got a bad deal because he done walked into something without understanding the whole thing. So instead of just saying, let's just strip the belt and start it back over, Lil Mo was saying, let me at least run him, and then we'll determine who the champion is at that point.
Yeah, what I'm saying is Michael Martin finished further in the race than Lil Mo, so why wouldn't it be him doing all that?
Look, Michael Martin never locked in anybody.
What happens after this shootout on the 25th and somebody like Nephew Peter or Michael Martin was to call out Waverly Green and tell him that he want to run him next Friday for the belt? They went in the shootout, so they are contenders in the shootout. You telling me he couldn't run them the following week after the shootout?
No. I'm going back. Let's go back, you know. We're going back to the first file. If we keep making files all the way up, we're not going to get anywhere. Let's go back to the first file. The first file was when J.C. Richardson never answered the call-out. That's the first file. That's the one we're trying to correct.
We can't correct that one because he ain't even the champ no more, so we got to go from now. So what I'm telling you
No.
Joe ain't the champ. You can't correct that. That's done.
No, Joe, when Joe did not answer, he actually was not the champ when he got to the race with y'all. Because that's the rule. If you don't lock in right now, if Waverly, let's just say if the world was perfect already and Waverly was not disputed at all, if somebody locked him in, attempted to lock him in, and he tried to pass the 30 days, he has to vacate the belt anyway because you can't exceed 30 days. So when J.C. Richardson exceeded 30 days, the belt was vacated anyway.
Okay.
Not because he had it in his hand.
You're not understanding what I'm asking. I'm going to say real slow. Look, check this out. We had a shootout on the 25th. Everybody's saying Lil Mo. We have a shootout on the 25th, okay? You saying so the people in the shootout have first shot at it. So let's say on August the 26th, Waverly Green get a phone call from somebody involved in the shootout. They want to lock in, and Waverly accepts the run the following week. That's nowhere near 30 days. You telling me he can't run him and put the belt on the line?
Yeah, at that point, I mean, he can do what he want to do then. But he's saying once you challenge, you have 30 days to answer the challenge.
Right. So he has answered Lil Mo's challenge already. So if somebody else challenged him, that means he can answer that too. You answered that yourself just now.
Yeah, but
He didn't run from Lil Mo. He gave Lil Mo a yes and a date. The man can't make it, so that means if anybody else challenged him, he can run him. Big Sexy on his phone right now could call him out and bet money on it, and he would have to run.
Everything you were saying is true if we hadn't had a problem with J.C. Richardson. Now, if J.C. Richardson was the transfer from J.C. Richardson to Waverly was clean, what you're saying would be true. Let me say it slow. Hold on. Let me say it slow. J.C. Richardson was the champ, undisputed. And two guys attempted to lock him in. And from the time that the money was locked in and publicized, 30 days passed. At that point, J.C. Richardson was not the champ anymore. You have from the time someone locked you in 30 days to answer that call. He did not answer the call. So when he showed up at the next event, he was already stripped of the title. However, he performed in the shootout and in the race. Again, this is a grudge belt too. So he actually can't even, according to Grudge Inc. rules, he can't even lose it in a shootout. He has to lose it in a grudge race. And if he had lost it then, but he had already defaulted it prior. Now, let me tell you what I was told. I was told by the people of GRF that in their scenario, belts go up at their events in a shootout.
Let me finish mine since I started.
Now, if J.C. Richardson was the champ, Grudge Inc., you only put up a shootout when the title is vacant. As long as a man got the title, the only way you could take it from it is in a grudge match, one-on-one. Not to go through a shootout.
Let me address this. Our shootout, our champion will be sitting across the parking lot. He's not participating in the shootout. We having a last man standing type deal. The winner of all them cards, whatever back half is finished, he gets to go over there and call that man out and run him one-on-one grudge.
Okay, that makes sense. Then, but the only thing that happened is the problem that started this whole thing spinning out is when J.T. Richardson was attempted to lock in, and he never answered the call, and it exceeded 30 days. And according to the rules that everybody knows, once you're called out, you have 30 days to announce when and where. He never did.
When I called you and told him about the Waverly Green race, why didn't you tell me then that J.C. Richardson was the champ anyway?
I'm going to say it slow. I'm going to say it real slow this time. When you call representing somebody else, I did not have all the information. And I said I made an error because I was listening to one person's side. That's why now we're trying to get it corrected. I made an error of wrong information.
Right. And I agree. I understand what you're saying about how to correct it. But like I'm saying, another shootout is coming, which is the 25th. Lil Mo can't make it. Any contestant in that shootout that calls out Waverly Green, he can accept that challenge, and you just said
it. Hold on. See, again, I'm not affiliated with no organization. What I need is one man belt holder and a one man, or either two men disputed champion, so that I can work this out. Telling me what event that an organization have or a promoter have has no bearing on me. All I'm trying to do is clean the belt back up wherever it goes is represented right. That's all I'm trying to do. I would love for the GRF to keep it forever, but I want them to have it when it's clean.
The GRF don't have to keep it forever, but it ain't going to be no trickery that's just going to come and take it. We don't have to keep it forever. Whoever wins, the best man wins.
I agree with you. That's what I want. But the trickery started when J.C. Richardson did not recognize his, and so it has no bearing. When he did not recognize the call out, that's the trickery. That's what we're trying to play. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, what day did J.C. win the belt?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's how you found out.
I want to say it was July 16th, right?
Say it again?
I want to say it was July 16th. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. Big Sexy on the line. Big Sexy, what day was that race in Dollar?
It was July in the teens, 15th or 16th or something.
Okay.
He had his race August 4th.
JC raced Waverly on August the 3rd.
No, that's not 30 days.
JC
didn't win the belt in July. JC won the belt in June because he came to my show on June the 30th and raced Buddy Flow, and then we had drama there about the belt. So he won the belt sometime in June.
That's right.
Another thing about the belt. If he never, you keep saying that he never won the belt, so Little Mo should get
no,
the
no,
first
no, 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 no.
J.C.
Richardson did
actually won the belt. He was awarded the belt.
Michael Martin should get the first dibs at it. And I know for a fact they tried to lock him in. So Michael Martin should be the one that gets the first dibs at the belt since he was actually in the finals with JC.
All right, let me ask you a question. Do you know that Michael Martin, the rules are, because let me tell you where, let me show you where you say you can't write all this stuff down. Just because somebody say they want to race somebody, that don't mean they're locking them in. We acknowledge if you, when you really want to race somebody, take a minimum of $500 and put in a neutral man's hand and say, I want to race that man. Now we know you're serious.
Who's neutral?
You can put it in the teacher's hand. You gotta have some order. Everybody can't talk at one time. I mean, you try and get something resolved, but can't hear everybody's side at one time.
Who's a neutral man? The deposit should go to the champion's hands. Then they're serious. A neutral man could be anybody. I can say I got.
See, now you want to argue. What you want to argue now is the process that we have already set up. Let's stick to the issues at hand. The issues at hand is when someone want to race. All I'm saying is if the guy that Michael Martin really wants to race JC, he should have put $500 in a neutral man's hand and had him contact JC.
Hey, Jay, they was at the same – I ain't trying to argue with you, but they was at the same track together. Yeah.
It's so obvious, but y'all – because it don't solve your purpose, you don't want to see it. All right, let's back over, man, this is why I see, and I ain't got nothing to do with the belt.
I'm just tired of hearing the arguing about it. I ain't got nothing to do with GLF or none of that. I'm not affiliated with him. I don't know J.C. Richardson. I don't know Waverly Green. I'm just speaking about the situation. You keep saying that you should have Waverly on the phone and Little Mo on the phone, but if you're saying that, okay, they didn't pick their time and track. They already said the 25th, Little Mo can't make it. So what if
they say September 1st, and
Little Mo still can't make it? Then what's going to happen after that?
Right, but you're giving me ifs and words. Let me show you how this problem got started. The problem got started when I was not on the line with the actual people. And see, what y'all are saying, each one of y'all are saying what somebody else said. Y'all are saying Waverly said the 25th. Y'all said Lil Mo said. But if Lil Mo and Waverly and I was on the line together, at that point, see, it ain't no what somebody said. I'm getting it direct.
Now, Jay, you're contradicting yourself because you already said that Little Mo posted on the internet that he called them out. So, if that's the case, Little Mo did it twice. He called JC out on the internet. He called Waverly out on the internet. Waverly accepted for the 25th. So, you can't say now they got to be on the phone. I'm just trying to make some sense out of the nonsense. I ain't got nothing to do with none of them. I'm just saying.
All right. Being that you ain't got nothing to do with nothing, then let me explain it one more time. When the belt transferred, J.C. Richardson was not the champ. J.C. Richardson, when he came to that race, was not the champ because he had ducked two races.
Since you're saying that Waverly not the champ, who's the champ of the belt? I mean, what really needs to happen right now?
What we're saying is because we allowed it to move on, we would let the two people to get together and work and make it happen. And we whether it happened, Waverly and Lil Mo.
So who will make it happen? You just come on. What kind of days Lil Mo got? That's all we want to know. Let me say it again.
It can happen in February 2000. It can be February 2013. And until then, whatever happened, that's just what happened. Whenever they're available, then we'll do it.
Well, what about the 30-day rule? Step out the window. What happened to the 30-day rule?
All right. Who is the champ?
The champ.
Yeah, who is the champ?
The champ is the Green Brothers. I'm the champ.
No, the Green Brothers are not. The Green Brothers, when J.C. Richardson lost to the Green Brothers,
that's in the past, dog. That's in the past. Green Brothers got the belt. Lil Mo won it. We told him the 25th. What day does he open?
All right, I'm through with it. What else, Tricky?
Hey, yeah, I know you're through with it. You ain't got to let me stand on.
Hello?
You ain't got to let me stand on.
Hello, Tricky. What else you got?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
I think a lot of this is being said and said over and said over and said over. And nobody's hearing what's actually being said and just talking.
Hey, Ricky, let me say something because I got to go right quick. And this is coming from a back half car owner, and I want to run any fucking body with a back half. But this is what I'm saying. To clear all this shit up, man. Being honest, J-Ball, no disrespect to you, because the belt is cool, man. It's livening up grudge racing a little bit. But to clear this thing here up, because at first when the thing came out, we need to wipe out the contender shit, man. Just we need to wipe that out. You know what I'm saying? And I'm from the South. But if we wipe that out, anybody that wants to run the champ, whoever it may be, they got 30 damn days. You know what I'm saying? Put the money in my hand, they got 30 days. But as long as we keep this contender thing in here, because I'm going to go back and forth. Anybody who wants to run Waverly, they already said that you got to go to VMP to run him. I can't come to VMP because a lot of times VMP close them up. My driver work a working man's job, so hell, it's late when you get off. So I can't come. You know what I'm saying? But we have to wipe out the contenders because that's just going to keep adding drama and more fuel to the fire. You know, if a man, whoever want the belt, whoever want Waverly, they can come to VMP, whether it's Michael Martin, whoever, you know, let them get the belt, and then we go from there. I'd rather it's a little more Charles Green, however. But it's just going to keep going on and on until we find a way where everybody just meet at a neutral common ground, man, to race. If you don't consider Waverly the damn champ right now, you take the belt back from Waverly, you put up a race somewhere, and whoever wins get the belt. You know what I'm saying? If you're saying right now that Waverly is not the champ, you know, when it boils back down to J.C., it's only a few people that can clear this situation up about J.C. and Michael Martin, whether J.C. should have got the belt or not. You know, you said he should have. That's true. He should have. Pro Sergeant made the right call because J.C. ran two races that night. Michael Martin only ran one and didn't know if Michael Martin could have raced in the final or not because he had problems. So J.C. had the belt, but as far as but he answered the call-outs and all that, I'm unsure on all that stuff, you know. So I hope it works out, though. I hope it does. But y'all wish me
so still basically what you're saying, Sean, is the people actually doing the racing or own the car are the ones who need to talk.
Yeah. Nobody can talk.
Okay.
About
so that's basically the same thing that Jay was saying, that he was trying to resolve the problem.
Right.
Because I'm saying this because
so basically,
wait a minute,
Jay, hold up, Jay. So basically this conversation done went in a circle 20 times to say the same thing.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
the people involved,
the problem that J.C. Richardson went through and the problem that Waverly Green is going through right now is lack of communication.
I agree.
You know,
I agree.
They need to contact Jay Barnes. Jay Barnes is dope, and they need to contact him. I mean, I understand, Roger, you represent GRF. I understand that. But these two men, you know, J.C. talked to Jay Barnes because me and J.C. were on the phone one morning. We called you. Remember, Jay?
That's right.
We called
that's
you. But after then, I don't know what happened. But as far as Waverly Green is concerned, he needs to call. He needs to make contact with you. It's your belt. You know what I'm saying? There's nobody that can translate the rules to him no better than you can because it's your belt.
All I'm trying to do, again, all I want is some racing. And so, but if we got to beat you, I want to get it. I would like the two people involved. We can come see when the two people involved, we can go through a whole lot of scenarios. But once it's public, it's there. We can go through crazy good scenarios and good ones. But when it's all over said and done, we got a resolution. But when we just talking on air and everybody got opinion, we're not going nowhere.
Hey, can I also add to this that it was never said that Waverly was not the champ, number one. So that's nowhere. So Waverly is the champ. He has the belt. Next thing I would like to ask, and I said this on Dog Show Monday, if it's not an extremely long list of rules, the basics of the rules for the belt to challenge for the belt or put up the belt, print that shit on the back of the belt so it's stenciled in it so there cannot be no... Now, I don't know what they are. They on the fucking belt. If you got it, you know it.
right, I agree.
Hey Jay, I got one more quick thing, right? I hope this belt thing over and all, but how come the rules was never? I mean, the rules should have really came out with the belt. So when are they gonna be like published? I mean, when were they written? Right. Like,
again, let me tell you what happened. When remember now we started this thing back in February. And as we start naming belts, the first priority was trying to figure out what classes. And as time moved faster and the belts spread it faster than I did. So I did not anticipate the belts and all this stuff moving as fast, so I wasn't prepared. I mean, again, it's my fault. If I had hindsight, we wouldn't have had belts this year. I would have waited. I would have got all this part straightened out and we would have brought them out next year. But, you know, what we were doing was trying to initiate more racing. Now, let me tell you this about the people who don't like the belts. Whether you believe it or not, the belts have caused more action. Even in controversy, it has caused more action. And one of the best things that ever happened to back half is J.C. Richardson won it. So, in my eyes, all that is perfect. Yeah.
Well, I think it was productive, although controversial a little bit. It was productive. Again, in hindsight of the belt, I hope everybody that needed can get on the phone together and get stuff worked out. And
yeah.
Get it all cleared up. Everything is on a clean slate and understood. Roger, I appreciate you coming on and speaking your piece.
Yeah,
Jay
no problem.
Bronze, I appreciate you getting on and saying what you had to say. James, I appreciate you getting on here saying what you had to say. But all together, everybody can work together and make it all better. Just everybody got to get on the same page and communicate. That's basically the bottom line. Yes, sir.
If you ain't doing that this weekend, I'm being Piedmont going into battle against the troublemaker. So whoever's not doing anything and they decide they want to ride to North Carolina, somebody freely holler.
You got to stop at 321. Pick me up, Sean. Exit 17, 85, exit 17. Pick me up.
Hey, you are so crazy.
Bring that water with you, too. Come on.
I got you.
Me and Pete going to get it on September 1st at the beach, on foot first. He gets the break. He gets the break. I'm seeing the Gap Band in both places. Come on. John White, get out of the bushes, get that Oldsmobile, get out of the bushes, come on in and get you some too.
Oh my God, was John listening to the show tonight? John gonna get you tomorrow, for real.
Yeah, John will kill me tomorrow, for real. He
yeah,
in the bushes,
real,
though.
Oh my God.
Small
hey
block
guys, y'all have a great night.
John White, small block Olds, a.k.a. Turtle.
Oh, that's my cost you there, buddy. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
He's going to kill me tomorrow. I can't wait.
It's going to be some smoke in the city on the board tomorrow.
Well, good talk to you, Sean. Good luck this weekend, dog. Save some of it because we like to do a piece on the first.
Well, all right. Well, I think that's about all our time. And, again, I appreciate everybody coming on. I think the show was productive today.
Very.
A few people got out their picks on what races they'd like to see at upcoming events, but I'll carry that on to next week and maybe we'll get some more outcomes in leading up to the 25th race and the race on the first at Colonial Beach and stuff of that nature. So maybe in hopes of getting some racing going on down at Buzz Creek on a Sunday if they have an open Chess and Tune day. I'm not sure about their schedule. So
But in the end, all this is to create action. And hopefully before the end is out, we'll see a whole lot more action going on.
And yes, sir.
That off. Yeah. So with that being said, we paid the bills once. Hey, Jay, you still there?
Nah, Jay's gone.
Okay. I was trying to find out what was the deal with the magazine. I haven't got another shipment of magazines in yet.
You should have them tomorrow. Yeah, send them out early this week.
Okay. All right. Well, with that being said, again, I appreciate everybody, Jay Barnes, World Inc., Nick, taking the time out your day to run the show, and all the fans calling in, making the Thursday Tricky Ricky Show the number one rated show out of 15. I don't know if we still holding the spot. Jay told us last week I let it slip a little bit. It slipped away. But hopefully we back on top. And until next Thursday, everybody enjoy their weekend and whatever they're doing. If you're racing, best of luck to you. I'll be watching and helping. Saturday, I won't be racing myself. But everybody enjoy. And until next Thursday, I'll holler.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.